Morning, at 8:30 a.m. Listening. KF8,
KF8EAP, how are the roads looking today?
Not too bad of a week overall, though. It's been really nice.
like I say, when it ended the way you wanted it to, it's bound to be a good week. So you got big plans for the holiday, or doing like me, sticking around the house?
Head up, go watch some fireworks on the lake, and take the boat out probably.
Yeah, going to be a good day for that. I guess it's supposed to get warm. I didn't really look at the weather, but I think it's supposed to get warmer on this afternoon, so it'd be good to be out on the water. I miss my boat. I had just a 16-foot lawn fishing boat. Used to take it out here on the river all the time, in the bottom end of the lake. A lot of inland lake fishing, but we sold that and bought a camper, and I think we camped a couple years, and Mama kind of got tired of it, so we ended up selling the camper, and now I got no toys. So staying at home is about where it's at, KD8OSD.
Got my pontoon boat a couple years ago, and it's been basically the definition of a boat. About another couple another year, but it's been great to have. Yeah, thank you,
Casey. Yeah, I've been kind of kicking around the idea of getting another one. I've been checking out Marketplace. Some of the prices aren't too bad. I know a very good boat mechanic who would help me out. But I'm just not ready to take that plunge yet, you know. They say with a big boat, you know, it's nothing but a hole in the water you keep throwing money in. So kind of leery into getting into that. My old 16-footer was a great boat. Never costed me a dime, really. I bought it for my brother. And it was always a great boat. Never had a problem with it. Now I kind of miss having it.
Nice to have when you have it. Hate to see it go when you don't, but at the same time, the stresses of having it sometimes, you know. No, the last issue I had with mine, I ended up taking it to the marina for the winter storage and all that. They had said it had a bad carburetor, but they neglected to tell me until after they dropped it off that, oh, we didn't have it.
Get choppy into the repeater. I believe you said you're near the BERT machine. Well, you know, I've heard it say that the two best days of owning a boat is the day you bought it and the day you sold it, but I didn't fall into that. I really wish I didn't sell it in hindsight, but I don't know. We'll see. I have been looking at something and kicking around the idea of it. Like I said, the prices haven't been too bad on used boats, but you never know what you're going to get, you know. Sometimes people sell them for a reason, and it ends up costing you more money than you expected. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit far from that BERT repeater right now. I'm heading up into Brandt right now, so catch you later. 73KF8EAP.
Okay, well, drive safe and enjoy your weekend off, and we'll listen for you again. Take care. KD8OSD, Marysville.
KD8KJO. Happy 4th of July, everyone, on Radio Land.
Are you 8?
Anthony, KCKGO.
What's up, Tom? Happy 4th of July. What are you up to today?
Granting a GMRS mobile recorder. Pull some data off it. Reprogram it for him so it's something useful.
I missed some of that. I think I picked up that you're reprogramming a GMRS mobile for somebody.
Programming a GMRS mobile. Right now I'm playing on one of my ICOM HDs. I put a new battery in.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just in the car, headed to a park. Get some family that's posted up for the day at a park in Chesterfield, and gonna go hang out there for a few hours and then head back home and hit the pool. So should be a good day. It's beautiful out, that's for sure.
My older sister coming over early afternoon. My daughter's supposed to be coming back home today from her boyfriend, so he's going to go do something, I think, with his side of the family or whatever. Then I got my neighbors come over. It's an annual thing. Just grill up some burgers, chops, dogs, a couple little steaks. And, you know, just some run-of-the-mill stuff. Nothing big, nothing extravagant.
Yep, I hear ya. Just a good day off and in the summer and hang out with friends and family, so it should be good. I know I'll enjoy it, that's for sure.
Definitely. All right, dude, I'll let you get to your party. I'm going to try to load this thing on the chirp and see what kind of results I can get from it. Okay, 73 in your final smell, but I'll be out here monitoring. KDAKJO.
All right, Tom, have a great day. Happy 4th, and I will catch up with you later. I'm probably about 10 minutes from the park and stay there for a few hours, and I'll call out when I hop back in the car. So have a enjoyable 4th, and don't get too sunburned.
Enjoy the day at the park. KDAKJO, Cujo out. AF8S mobile.
I'll be exiting. WDHKLO.
W88P, KF Eta.
KF Eta, this is W88P. Audio is really low on the computer, though.
Yeah, we can, you want to go switch over to Warren, hold on.
Now I'm on to Richmond, Roger.
I'm trying Richmond from here. How's the sound?
Catch you in there, no problem.
Nagoya, 771 equivalent. Anyways, I'll catch you over on the other one again.
KF Eta will be just fly. KF Eta, WATAP, I'm on the LTS Detroit now.
Oh, you didn't hear me. I said I was going back to the other one. But anyways, I'm on Detroit as well. I'll copy.
Really good, and no squelch burst either. Actually, the double nickels is coming in the strongest from here.
So many options.
Yeah, I wonder why this repeater has no squelch burst, I wonder.
I'm not sure. It's set up by, what's his name, KC8LTS.
Pitch on the node, W8EAP.
And theta.
KC8FCA mobile.
W8FC. W8FC.